AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI released the first surveillance images showing a masked person with what looks like a handgun holster on Nancy Guthrie's porch in Arizona the night the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie went missing more than a week ago. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump has been following the search.
His initial reaction, of course, as all Americans, is just pure disgust. And again, it's heartbreaking to see now this footage really bring to life a story we've all been reading about.
The video shows the person wearing a backpack and a ski mask with holes for the eyes and mouth walking up to the door of the home. The person is seen trying to cover a doorbell camera near the front door with a gloved hand and part of a plant they ripped from the yard. A former FBI agent says this will get the phone ringing for lots of potential leads. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick acknowledged he met with Jeffrey Epstein twice after the late financier's 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from a child. It's a reversal of Lutnick's previous claim he cut ties with Epstein after 2005.
So 6 years later, I met him, and then a year and a half after that, I met him, and never again. Probably the total, and you've seen all of these documents, of these millions and millions of documents, there may be 10 emails.
The Commerce Secretary told senators he and his family actually had lunch with Epstein on his private island in 2012 and had another hour-long engagement at Epstein's home in 2011. The Trump administration has stopped flying a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument in New York City. Olympic redemption will have to wait for Michaela Schifrin. The American skiing standout was given the ideal platform to win gold in the new team combined event at the Milan Cortina Games, but she finished 15th in her leg of the race and dropped the U.S. to fourth place. This is AP News. The FDA is reassessing the use of BHA, a chemical commonly used in some food products,
including potato chips, cereals, frozen meals, and meat products. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued a new request for information regarding the chemical butylated hydroxyanisole, which is used widely as a preservative. The review will consider whether BHA is safe as currently used in food and food contact surfaces. Some studies show BHA causes cancer in rats, mice, and hamsters. Health advocates have urged consumers to avoid the chemical. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Shoppers unexpectedly paused their spending in December from November, closing out the holiday shopping season and the year on a lackluster tone. The report from the Commerce Department surprised economists who were looking for growth. The report was delayed because of the 43-day government shutdown. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.